الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, time is the precious commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us with. And time doesn't wait for anyone. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the oath of time, verily man is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who bring iman and they do good deeds. They use their time valuably. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they encourage one another upon the truth, and they encourage one another upon patience. So this Ramadan has come, and Ramadan is about to depart. Time, that precious time of Ramadan, has passed. Let us now use the remaining few days in a manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us value these last few hours that we have of this month of Ramadan. Who knows whether we will see another Ramadan next year. So to end this Ramadan on a good note, inshallah, we should keep the following points in mind as we are coming to the end of Ramadan. Number one, we always have this fear that the actions and the amal may not be accepted in the court of Allah. That this fear should always be there, that perhaps these amal may not be accepted. So a person has the hope on the one hand that inshallah Allah is most forgiving, most appreciative, most shakur. So a person has hope that in the acceptance. But at the same time, there's always that fear that these good deeds are not acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the pious of the past days to be concerned about this. As Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, be more concerned with Allah ta'ala's acceptance of a good deed than doing the good deed itself. And he said, have you not heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from those who have taqwa, for those who have the consciousness of Allah, those who did those actions sincerely for the pleasure of Allah, they had this quality of taqwa, Allah only accepts from them. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. They are those who do whatever they do, But whilst their heart trembles, their heart fears. So regarding this ayat, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, respected wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does this ayat refer to that person who commits zina, he steals, he drinks wine, so he does whatever they did whatever they did, and now their hearts fear? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, O daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, rather it is the one who fasts, he gives charity, he performs salah, whilst he fears that it will not be accepted from him. He's got that fear lingering in his mind that, you know, my amal are not up to standard. I could not fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should have this fear, and then that fear should then spur him on to the next point which I wish to make, is that we must ask Allah ta'ala for acceptance of our deeds. Beg him to accept our deeds. In whichever condition those deeds were, ask Allah out of his kindness and generosity and mercy to accept our deeds. This was the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was raising the foundations of the Baytullah, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ, Allah ta'ala says, and remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam was building the Ka'batullah, the house of Allah, and Ismail alayhi salam was with him. Then as they were building, and after building, they made this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, O Allah, accept it from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, you are all hearing, you are all knowing. They had the concern that, O Allah, we are doing, it's such a great deed, building the house of Allah, the Ka'batullah. But that fear was there, and the dua was placed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So these last few hours of Ramadan, there should be a lot of dua for qabuliyat and acceptance. Allah ta'ala must accept whatever we had done in the month of Ramadan. Another point to keep in mind is, as we are moving through these last few days and hours, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to make istighfar and to seek forgiveness. So we make shukr to Allah ta'ala for the tawfiq to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that ability. The ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many things that have to get together for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many things which are beyond our control. There's so many things. Just for us, for example, to get to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah. So our body needs to be functioning. The heart needs to be pumping. The brain needs to be functioning. The eyes need to be working. The ears need to be working. The limbs need to be moving. There should be no traffic, perhaps, on the way to the masjid. We need to have our transport. There's so many things that come into that transport itself. We need to make sure that we have fuel in the transport. There's so many things that come together for us to carry out one simple amal, that at the end of the day, we have to thank Allah and attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make shukr to Allah. So, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability and the tawfiq to do this deed. So whatever we have done during this month of Ramadan, whether it was the fasting, the ibadat, tilawat of the Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sadaqah and charity, we make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah that Allah ta'ala gave us the ability to do whatever we have done. And at the same time, we need to make istighfar and seek forgiveness for our shortcomings and deficiencies. So definitely in our amal, there will be shortcomings. We know our weakness, our lack of concentration, our tiredness, we know all the various shortcomings that we have in our a'mal. So we need to keep asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We can never ever fulfill the haqq and the right of the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So istighfar, seeking of forgiveness, is the seal of all good deeds. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, after we finish our salah, then we make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Similarly, with regards to Hajj, ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. After Arafat and after proceeding from Muzdalifa, now we are coming towards the end of the rituals of Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala saying istighfar, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Similarly, with regards to our Qiyamul Layl or Tahajjud Salah, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. So Allah Ta'ala talks about how little they used to sleep at night. They used to be up in ibadat, but at seri time, at the time of suhoor, at the time of suhoor, they are making istighfar. They are seeking forgiveness. Oh Allah, as much as we may have worshipped you, we cannot fulfill the haqq of your ibadat, of your worship. Like this, we find towards the end of Surah Muzammil, Allah Ta'ala talks about the various a'mal. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish salah, آتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give zakat, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, loan to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, beautiful loan. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you have sent forth for yourselves of good deeds, whatever good deeds you have sent forth, you will find it by Allah better and even greater in reward. This is the generosity of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But after mentioning all these a'mal, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, seek the forgiveness of Allah. Inna Allah ghafoorun rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So after all the amal, the seal of good deeds is that we acknowledge our shortcomings and deficiencies and make istighfar in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then another point we need to keep in mind is to be wary of takabbur, of pride. Ujub means self-admiration or thinking great of oneself. So perhaps in the month of Ramadan, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us a tawfiq for fasting. Allah Ta'ala gave us a tawfiq to increase our a'mal, to increase our ibadat. We read tahajjud salah. By the grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we increased our ibadat, we increased our acts of sadaqah and charity. Now, as a result of those a'mal, it shouldn't lead to pride and takabbur, looking down upon those who may not have done so much, or looking down upon others, or thinking great of oneself. So this was the downfall of shaitan. He did so much of ibadat. He worshipped Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But that got to his head. And when the time came to submit to Allah, he said, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, I am better than Adam alayhi salam. It led to pride. It led to arrogance. One of the great poets, Hazrat Sheikh Saadi of Shiraz, rahmatullahi, he mentions that on one occasion, he was out on a journey with his father, and they were at some musafir khana, place with a traveler's lodge. And at night, it was the habit of his father, and he had trained his young son Saadi, they got up at the time of tahajjud salah, and they spent some time in qiyamul layl, standing in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So young Saadi, still young, still being trained by his father, he said to his father that, look at these people, they're not even getting up to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So immediately his father censured him, his father corrected him. He said, oh Saadi, it would have been better for you to rather sleep, rather you should have rather slept and not perform your tahajjud instead of performing this tahajjud and looking down upon others. So we do the amal, we should do the amal, but understand those two aspects of shukr and istighfar. Thanking Allah for the tawfiq and asking Allah for forgiveness will be the antidote for the tatabbur, for the riya, and for the ujub. That's the antidote. You make shukr to Allah, you make istighfar to Allah, attribute it to Allah, that this was the grace of Allah, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, very important aspect, as we come into the last few days of Ramadan and before the day of Eid al-Fitr, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has made compulsory the صدقة الفطر, again as a means of purification for the fasting person from futile speech. Whilst fasting, he may have spoken some words which he was not, should not have spoken, or any vulgar words he may have used. And so he should give sadaqatul fitr as a means of purifying the fast. Wa tu'matan lil masakin, and also as a means of feeding the poor, that they also have some means to have a meal on the day of Eid. They also have, they enjoy the joy and the happiness of Hanbali, rahimahullah, writes that Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, he wrote to the various provinces under his rule. He wrote a letter to them that they should conclude the month of Ramadan with istighfar and with sadaqah and with sadaqatul fitr. So this sadaqatul fitr should be paid before the Eid Salah. Can pay it now, few days before the end of Ramadan, but at the least before the Eid Salah, the Sadaqatul Fitr should be paid. So, beloved brothers, respected elders, let us end this Ramadan with goodness. Value these last precious hours. Resolve now to take on this taqwa that Allah Ta'ala wanted us to achieve in this month of Ramadan, and to become totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain steadfast after the month of Ramadan. Remain attached to the masjid. Carry on with our amal. All those amal that we were doing in the month of Ramadan with intensity, now continue it after the month of Ramadan, although it may not be at that same level, but continue with the amal that we carry out during the month of Ramadan. And most importantly, is to stay away from sin and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole objective of Ramadan was, as we had mentioned, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire taqwa. So it would be defeating the purpose that on the day of Eid we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have free intermingling between those who are ghair mahrams, we shake the hands of our cousins, of female cousins who are strangers to us, that we listen to music, or we dress in a manner that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our women folk dress in a manner that they are revealing themselves or beautifying themselves to others. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, they should not expose their beauty. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, they must not make a display like the display of the first times of jahiliyyah. Or that our youngsters, they cut their hair in a manner that's against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shaving their sides and keeping hair on the top or on the top of their heads. So this is all defeating the whole purpose of the taqwa that we want to achieve in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to become totally obedient. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat of this month of Ramadan. And I leave you with this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, our Rabb is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive all our shortcomings. And Allah is Shakur. He is most appreciative. Allah Ta'ala is ready to accept our a'mal. May Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness accept us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.